Yesterday at a press conference, myself, Michelle O'Neill and John O'Dowd launched our document, which looked at special status for the north of Ireland, but crucially that status within the European Union. And it is the position that's held by the majority of parties in the north. It's also the position that's held by the Irish Parliament as a result of a motion that we put down, got cross-party support on. It is crucial that the Irish government seeks an amendment to those and looks for a declaration that the European Union will look for special status within the north, because that is the only way that we can deal with the impacts of Brexit, particularly for border communities, but also the only way that we can respect the vote of the people of the north, which voted to stay within the European Union.
Now, yesterday we heard from the border communities against Brexit. They protested outside government buildings, and particularly farmers in the southwest of the north. They fear that their livelihoods are very much in danger here if a hard border were to be reinstated.
Well, you know, there's no two ways about this. When you look at the statistics, and the statistics are stark, 86% of farming income in the north comes from EU subsidies. So therefore, you take away those subsidies, you put farmers out of business, you make the sector unviable, and you end what was generations of practices handed down from generation to generation. And that's something that Sinn Féin cannot stand for. We believe it was reckless in the extreme for the Tory government to have this vote. We also believe it was reckless for politicians in Donegal who advocated for this type of Brexit, because we know the consequences of this here. It is small farmers, it is business people, it is commuters, it is health services.